With the shakeup of the New York Jets, coaching staff and management, it's unclear if the football team will continue to hold its training camps at SUNY Cortland. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Senator Chuck Schumer is already lobbying to keep the football team's summer home in central New York.
Schumer has already called Jets owner Woody Johnson to urge him to keep the camp in Cortland. Johnson told him no decision will be made until the club hires both a new head coach and general manager.
But the good news is he told me he likes Cortland very much, and the Jets have been very, very happy with the training camp in Cortland and with the cooperation of both the university and the city.
The annual three-week training camp is a big boon to Cortland County's economy, bringing in close to $5 million a year to the area. SUNY Cortland President Eric Bitterbaum says it's done a lot to raise the profile of the SUNY school as well. He realized that while helping students move on to campus this year and asking how they heard about Cortland.
And I would say a sixth of everybody who was moving into the dorm first heard about our university through ESPN, coming and visiting the campus. So we now have today, we're a hard college to get into.
Cortland Mayor Brian Tobin agrees the economic impact is important, but adds hosting an NFL team for 3 weeks a year simply puts Cortland on the map.
It's given us a lot of positive publicity, a lot of notoriety, and we're hopeful that they see the benefit and that they want to come back.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.